మహర్షి రమణ అండ్ ఎన్ బలరామరెడ్డి గారు, శ్రీ రామకృష్ణ మాధవ్ పేడి, ది ఆథర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ ఆర్టికల్, హ్యాడ్ ఏ 47-year లాంగ్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ శ్రీ ఎన్ బలరామరెడ్డి. శ్రీ రెడ్డి వాజ్ హీస్ ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ మెంటర్ వైల్ హీ సర్వ్డ్ హిమ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ లీగల్ మ్యాటర్స్ యాజ్ హీస్ పర్సనల్ అటర్నీ. నౌ విజిటింగ్ హిస్ సాంగ్ ఇన్ చాండ్లర్ Arizona, Sri Ramakrishna Madhav Pedi has kindly consented to relate some of his early memories of the Maharishi and N. Balaram Reddy. In 1948, when I was 24 years old, I first visited Sri Ramanashramam. At that time, I was very much inclined toward communism. I was also very much depressed owing to the death of my closest relative, who suddenly died at the age of 20. My father had already visited Sri Ramana twice. He had gone to him with a list of doubts, and twice all his doubts were cleared without even a single word spoken. He experienced complete peace in the Maharishi's presence. Because I was depressed, my father was urging me to visit the Maharishi. I was working as an attorney in the High Court of Madras when I was finally persuaded to travel to Thiruvannamalai and visit the sage. It was about 9 a.m. during the last week of April in 1948 when I first reached the ashrama. I was asked by the management to stay at the guest house for gents, which was east of the well and near the kitchen. I entered the long guest house and placed down my bedding. As fate would have it, the late Sri N. Balaram Reddy was occupying the space next to me. In addition to my work in the courts, I also wrote articles for various journals on Telugu literature, dabbled in poetry, and had some familiarity with Sanskrit. Sri Reddy Garu and I immediately struck up a conversation, and finding me interested in literature, he discussed with me the Ramayana and the character of Rama. He then took me to the kitchen and got me idlis for breakfast, as everyone had already eaten. After eating, he took me to where Ramana was reclining on a sofa and asked me to sit with my eyes closed. Although there was absolute silence in the hall, I was restless and I felt as if the time was dragging slowly. My mind began to reflect on all my miseries, one after another. Every day, for 3 days, I accompanied Sri Reddy Garu to the hall, and every time I sat down, my thoughts would take off at high speed, and my misery increased. So, on the evening of the third day, I told Sri Reddy Garu that I had come to the Maharishi for peace, but I was only experiencing an increase of pain and misery. Sri Reddy Garu asked me to stay on for one more day. On the morning of the fourth day, I was sitting in the hall with my eyes closed. At one point, I happened to open my eyes and saw the Maharishi looking at me intently. Suddenly, all thoughts vanished from my mind and I experienced a delightful blank or void. Then a resplendent light enveloped me fully. I was empty of thoughts but full of immense happiness. I was one with that immense peace and resplendent glory. After some time, I again became aware of my body. This experience made me believe in God for the first time. In spite of all my theories of Marxism, dialectic materialism, and atheism, I could not deny the truth of this wonderful experience. This condition continued for 3 days. I witnessed my body go through its daily activities, but I remained fixed in that immense peace. The Maharishi's look pierced into me when I sat before him and even when I was not before him. The eyes of the Maharishi are the kindest and most powerful energy of the universe, and it brings to me ecstasy remembering those first days with him in his ashrama. I left the ashrama after 6 days, but even after leaving, I would suddenly go into meditation. Such was the effect of the sage's presence. This visit to Sri Ramana bound me to the Maharishi and also to Sri Reddy Garu, with whom I maintained a close lifelong association. In October of 1949, I was married. My wife and I went to the ashrama on the 16th day after our marriage. Sri Reddy Garu took us before the Maharishi and told him about us. The Maharishi blessed us. Since then, I have been visiting Sri Ramanashramam and meeting with Sri Reddy Garu both in and outside of the ashrama. Whenever I met with Sri Reddy, we would often sit and meditate together.